Welcome back to Indians Warm Up, time for the KeyBank Managers Show with Tribe Manager Terry Francona here in Oakland. And Tito, I know you talk a lot about having to put games on the back burner quickly. Last night, though, a little bit tougher to get through because of how it ended.
Yeah, I think, you know, speaking honestly, you know, I mean, a loss is a loss. But there's times when you go home at night and you're like, man, you know, it stings a little bit. You know, we weren't swinging the bats great, but we were, you know, we had a nice crisp game. And we're up one and Kluber's on the mound. And, you know, when he gives up that first pitch home run, it's like, my goodness, like the whole game changed. You know, and I wrestle with things, you know, because I never want to, you know, do something that I don't think is right. But even when I went home last night, I mean, I was okay sending him back out. It's just the way it worked. It still makes you upset because, you know, you want to win. But I still felt like, you know, it was the okay thing to do. I mean, either way, if you bring in Miller, that's never a bad thing. But Kluber, you know, like we were talking, he had sat down, what, seven in a row. He didn't look tired. He didn't act tired. It just, you know, unfortunately, he didn't locate the fastball, and that really changes the game, especially when you're on the road.
And when you see some of those things from him, because of his pedigree, does that just reinforce it that, hey, here's a guy who's going well, and he's one of the best in the game?
Oh, yeah. And the other thing is he'll tell me when he's tired. He's really good about that. We actually sat down a couple years ago and had this conversation. I said, Kluber, I don't want to send you out there when you're tired. I said, that doesn't do anybody any good. And he's really good about telling me how he feels. He just didn't locate a fastball. And again, it hurts to lose, but I still, again, you know, you go home and think about things, and I was mad that we lost, but I still don't know that I wasn't beating myself up that much about the way we did it. It just, you know, nobody was happy with the way the last couple innings went. You know, Andrew comes in, and for a rare time, he kind of had a little bit of a hot spot on his finger. And that's the last thing we want to do is let that thing get bigger. So we were going to let him face the lefty. We walked him. And then we bring in Shaw to face Davis, who was 0-for-4 with four strikeouts. You know, he fell behind, and then you give him some credit. He went out and got a pitch, and, man, he killed it, and that's the game.
Small sample size, but runs hard to come by the first two games of the series. You don't have Lonnie Chisenhall and Jason Kipnis, and numbers aside, how does that impact the lineup just based on the seasons, especially Chisenhall has had?
I was going to say, what Lonnie's done, you know, because he doesn't even have all the at-bats that everybody does, you know, because he was on the DL, and he has all those RBIs, and he was sitting down in that maybe that six hole, and that was so big. Because he was sitting back behind Ramirez and Edwin and Santana, you know, it was a really good fit. And we lost our leadoff hitter. Saying that, that can never be an excuse. I mean, everybody loses players, and you don't want to do that. But I still feel like we have the guys that can do it. You might have to do it a little bit differently. You know, we just might have to manufacture at times a little bit more. And we can do that. This has been the place typically for us. We have not swung the bats good here. That's why when you see some of the guys that have home runs here, it's impressive because this is a tough place at night to hit home runs.
And you make some lineup changes today with a lefty on the mound, but you get some players who haven't played yet in the second half in there. How important?
And that's important. You know, we're going to face lefties the next 3 days. So we're going to have Guyer leading off. We got to get him going. This is really a good stretch for him. Hopefully he can get 10, 12 at-bats and maybe get because we need him, especially against lefties. We need him to be that force. And we'll play Almonte. And then not only, you know, because this guy, Manet, is pretty tough on everybody, but really on lefties. But then it also sets up our bench where we have some balance on our bench.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show from the Oakland Coliseum. Stay tuned. More to come on the Cleveland Clinic Indians Radio Network. And the Manager's Minute. Hi, everyone. Jim Rosenhaus with the Manager's Minute with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. Tito, a rarity. The Indians wrapped up a series in Oakland yesterday. They play the Giants in San Francisco today. Easiest travel day you've had in a long, long time?
You know what? This is a first for me, and I like it. I mean, we're probably pretty fortunate. When you can set up shop in a hotel for a week, I don't think anybody's going to complain. I mean, shoot, I had to remind myself to not pack my bag and, you know, things like that. But we'll take it. I mean, shoot, you know, when you're on the West Coast, you're always adapting to time changes anyway. So to be able to stay put in one place is really helpful.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the Manager's Minute on the Cleveland Clinic Indians Radio Network.